Listening 1. Financing a Dream.
Independent filmmakers have always had a hard time getting their movies made. Michael Andrews talks about the risks filmmakers have taken and will continue to take to make a dream come true.
In the 1980s, Hollywood was spending millions on special effects for movies like Top Gun. At the same time, Spike Lee made his first movie for the very low cost of $180,000. He used his own savings. Back then, the average Hollywood film cost about 100 times that amount, nearly $18 million. A year later, another African-American filmmaker, Robert Townsend, made a hit comedy called The Hollywood Shuffle. He spent even less, about $100,000. He said he had charged almost half of that on his credit cards. Independent filmmakers have even won Oscars by going into personal debt to make their movies. This has become a new model for either independent success or financial failure. There are other models. Some movie makers have taken out second mortgages on their homes. Many shoot on video rather than film to save a lot of money. Independent movie makers try to keep the costs as low as possible. In the 1990s, when Kevin Smith made a comedy, he did it for just $27,000. And then Robert Rodriguez made El Mariachi, a movie about a singer, for only $7,000. Rodriguez risked more than his money to raise the funds for the film. Rodriguez raised a lot of the $7,000 by taking part in drug testing trials for drug companies. Taking these new drugs could have threatened his health, but the risk was worth it. El Mariachi made millions at the box office. After that, a movie studio provided the funds for his second and third movies. Peter Jackson, the director of King Kong and other successful movies, took 4 years to make his first film. He used his income from a full-time job to produce the movie. He and his friends worked for free on weekends. They acted all the parts and worked with the equipment. Near the end, the New Zealand Film Commission gave Jackson about $250,000 to help him finish. Independent filmmakers have often had to take financial risks to make movies. Now they may have new help. Some filmmakers are putting their work on the internet. With a video camera and a little time, anyone can make and show a movie to thousands of viewers. Matt Harding is a good example. He quit his job. He used his savings to travel around the world. Someone took videos of Matt as he danced in places around the world, and Matt put them on the internet. A chewing gum company saw Matt's videos and decided to sponsor him. Matt still travels around the world dancing, but now he gets paid. The internet exposes a filmmaker's work to a huge audience. But that may not be such a good thing. Although the movie maker does not risk much money, he or she does risk something else. A film on the internet can embarrass the filmmaker if it is not done well, and everyone can see it. I'm Michael Andrews.